Welcome to the Organic Chemistry audio tutorial series by Rapid Learning Center. In this audio tutorial, we will discuss Organic Nomenclature 1, how to name alkanes, alkenes, alkynes, and alkyl halides. By viewing this tutorial, you will learn about the first 10 alkanes and their prefixes in nomenclature, the IUPAC nomenclature of alkanes and alkyl halides, and common nomenclature for alkanes and alkyl halides. There are two main types of nomenclature, IUPAC nomenclature and common nomenclature. IUPAC nomenclature will cover international standards for naming alkanes, alkynes, alkenes, and alkyl halides. Common nomenclature will be used to discuss the naming of alkyl halides and also carbon classification and common prefixes. IUPAC stands for International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. This is a standardized way of naming compounds. Common nomenclature is much older. Because organic chemistry is a very old science, common ways of naming compounds have developed over the years. In IUPAC nomenclature, there are two parts to every organic compound's name, the substituent and the parent. The parent tells us how many carbon atoms can be found in the longest chain, and what kind of carbon chain it is, whether it's an alkane, an alkyne, an alkene, or an aromatic chain. The substituents indicate any groups that are attached to the longest carbon chain. The parent itself is composed of two parts, the prefix, which indicates the number of carbon atoms in the longest chain, and the suffix, which indicates the functional group contained in the compound. The first 10 prefixes for carbon chains up to 10 carbons are as follows. 1 carbon is meth, 2 carbons the prefix is eth, 3 carbons the prefix is prope, 4 bute, 5 pent, 6 hex, 7 hept, 8 oct, 9 non, and 10 dec. The substituents are listed alphabetically before the parent. Use a number to indicate their location on the main chain. Use a numerical prefix to indicate when more than one of a particular substituent exists in a molecule. If a halogen, that is, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, or iodine, is present, use a halogen prefix. The numerical prefixes for naming identical groups is as follows. If there are two identical groups, the prefix is di. If there are three, the prefix is tri. If there are four, the prefix is tetra. If there are five, penta. If there are six, hexa. If there are seven, hepta, eight, octa, nine, nona, and 10, deca. The halogen prefixes are fluoro for fluorine, chloro for chlorine, bromo for bromine, and iodo for iodine. Let's go over the rules of IUPAC nomenclature. The first rule is that the longest continuous carbon chain is the parent compound. Use suffixes ane for alkanes, ene for alkenes, and ine for alkynes. If a four-carbon chain has only carbon-carbon single bonds, it would be named butane. If a double bond is introduced into this four-carbon chain, the name would be butene. And if a triple bond were introduced, the name would be butyne. The second rule. Circle the longest carbon chain to aid in identifying the parent compound. If the longest carbon chain contains 9 carbons, the parent name is nonane. The third rule of IUPAC nomenclature is as follows. Number the carbon chain in alkenes and alkynes so that the multiple bonds have the lowest possible number. This rule takes precedence regardless of the substituents on the carbon chain. The fourth rule is that for alkanes, number the parent chain from the end that gives the lower number to the substituent encountered first. Imagine that we have a 9-carbon chain stretching from left to right. The first carbon on the left is a CH3. The second is a carbon that is attached to a chlorine. If we look at the right side of the carbon chain, the first two carbons are CH3 and CH2, while the third carbon is attached to a methyl group. Which direction should we number from? We should number from left to right, so that the carbon, which is attached to the chlorine, is at carbon 2. If we were to number from right to left, the carbon which is attached to the methyl group would be at carbon 3. Therefore, numbering from left to right takes precedence. Now remember, this rule is only for alkanes. In the case of alkenes or alkynes, the substituent plays no part in the numbering scheme. The fifth rule of IUPAC nomenclature is to give the location of each substituent with a number using numerical prefixes if more than one identical group is present, and using YL on alkyl prefixes. For instance, an alkyl substituent, which contains four carbons, would be butyl. Lastly, alphabetize the groups, ignoring all numerical prefixes. Let's do an example. Imagine a 9-carbon chain, stretching from left to right. On the second carbon from the left, there are 2 chlorines. On the 5th carbon from the left, there is a bromine. On the 6th carbon from the left, there is another bromine. And on the 7th carbon from the left, there is a methyl group. How would we name this? Well, first, let's determine the parent name. Because there are 9 carbons in the longest chain, the parent name is nonane. Now we need to name it using the substituents. The substituent which is named first are the bromines, because bromo comes before chloro or methyl. Therefore, the name would start 5,6-dibromo. Next, we name the chloro groups. 2,2-dichloro, then the methyl group, 7-methyl. The whole name would be 5,6-dibromo, 2,2-chloro, 7-methyl-nonane. The sixth rule of IUPAC nomenclature involves alkenes. Use cis if the same groups are on the same side of a double bond, or trans if the same groups are on different sides. This comes before the substituents. Imagine a 5-carbon chain stretching from left to right, with a double bond between the second and third carbon. Let's imagine that there's also a substituent at carbon 4, a bromine. Now, the orientation of the double bond is such that on one side of the double bond, the hydrogen is opposite from the hydrogen on the other side of the double bond. This means that the orientation of this alkene is trans, so the name should be trans 4-bromo-2-pentene. Let's practice a few compounds. What would the IUPAC name be for a compound that is 3 carbons long? It has a chlorine attached to the first carbon and 2 methyl groups attached to the second carbon. Well, because chloro comes before methyl, the chlorine would be put first in the name. So the name would be 1-chloro, followed by 2,2-dimethyl, and lastly the parent name, propane. 1-chloro-2,2-dimethylpropane. If you imagine a 6-carbon chain stretching from left to right, with a methyl group at the second carbon from the left, and a bromine at the first carbon on the right, what would the name for this compound be? In this case, numbering should proceed from right to left, so that the bromine substituent is attached to carbon number 1. Because bromo comes before methyl, the bromo will start the name. 1-bromo-5-methyl-hexane should be the name of this compound. If you imagine a 7-carbon chain stretching from left to right, with a methyl group attached to the second carbon from the left, a bromine group attached to the third carbon from the left, another bromine attached to the fourth carbon from the left, along with a chlorine, and the fifth carbon from the left is attached to a CH2-CH3 group, which would be called an ethyl group. What would the name of this compound be? Well, in this case, numbering should proceed from left to right, so that the first substituent falls at carbon number 2. The bromines come first alphabetically, thus the name should start 3,4-dibromo. Next comes chlorine, 4-chloro, then the ethyl group, 5-ethyl, finally, the methyl substituent, 2-methyl, and then last, the parent name, heptane. The whole name is then 3,4-dibromo, 4-chloro, 5-ethyl, 2-methyl, heptane. If we have a similar 7-carbon chain with a methyl group attached at carbon 4 and an ethyl group attached at carbon 4, what is the name? In this case, it doesn't matter which direction we number from. In both situations, the substituents are at carbon 4 because it is in the center of the longest chain. Thus, the name will be 4-ethyl, 4-methyl, heptane. Now, let's imagine an alkane, which has a 4-carbon chain. It has 2-methyl groups at carbon 2 and 2-methyl groups at carbon 3. This is another situation where it doesn't matter which direction we number from. In both cases, the substituents are at carbons 2 and carbon 3. However, here we have 4-methyl groups. What is the prefix for when you have 4 identical compounds? It's tetra. Thus, the name should be 2,2,3,3-tetramethylbutane. Now let's practice naming an alkyne. Imagine a 7-carbon chain with a triple bond between the 3rd and the 4th carbon from the left. There is also a chlorine group attached to the 6th carbon from the left. What would the name of this compound be? Well, first let's name the parent carbon chain. It is 7 carbons long, so the prefix is hept. There is an alkyne, so the name would be heptine. We also need a number to tell us where the alkyne is in the chain. In this case, the alkyne falls at the 3rd carbon. Thus, the parent name is 3-heptine. Now, we only need to add the part of the name which tells us the substituent. In this case, there is a chlorine at the 6th carbon. So, the name is 6-chloro-3-heptine. Let's practice with an alkene. Imagine a 6-carbon chain stretching from left to right. There is a double bond between the 4th and the 5th carbon from the left. There is also a methyl group attached to the 1st carbon from the left. The hydrogens attached to the carbons with the double bonds are both on the same side of the double bond. What is the name of this compound? Well, let's remember that for alkenes and alkynes, the precedence of the numbering is given to the doubly bonded molecules. So in this case, this molecule must be numbered from right to left, so that the double bond falls between carbons 2 and carbon 3, instead of falling between carbons 4 and 5. Because both hydrogens are on the same side of the double bond, this alkene is a cis alkene. Thus, the name should be cis 5-methyl-2-hexene. Let's review the rules for IUPAC nomenclature. The longest continuous carbon chain is the parent compound. Use ane for alkanes, ene for alkenes, and ine for alkynes. Circle the carbon chain to aid in identifying the parent compound. Then, number the carbon chain in alkenes and alkynes so that the multiple bonds have the lowest possible number. Then number the substituents. For alkanes, number the parent chain from the end that gives the lowest number to the substituent encountered first. Give the location of each substituent with a number. Use numerical prefixes if more than one identical group is present. Use YL on alkyl prefixes. Alphabetize the groups, ignoring all numerical prefixes. For alkenes, use cis if the same group is on the same side, or trans if the same group is on different sides. Now we will discuss common nomenclature. We will be using common nomenclature for the classification of carbons. We will also go over some simple common nomenclature rules. Perhaps the most common use of common nomenclature is for the classification of carbons. Carbons are classified by the number of carbons directly attached to them. If the number of carbons attached to another carbon is 0, that carbon is a 0-degree carbon, or a methyl group. If a carbon is attached to one other carbon, we would refer to it as a primary carbon. If a carbon is attached to two other carbons, it would be referred to as a secondary carbon. If a carbon is attached to three other carbons, we would call it a tertiary carbon, and a carbon that is attached to the maximum number of other carbons, 4, would be called a quaternary carbon. Let's go over some rules of common nomenclature. The first rule involves the naming of alkyl halides. Alkyl halides are simply named by alkyl and halide, where alkyl is the alkyl group and halide is the type of halide. For instance, if we have two carbons attached to each other with a bromine attached to the end, this would be called ethyl bromide. Ethyl, because the alkyl group is an ethyl group, and bromide, simply because there is a bromide attached. The second rule of common nomenclature is to use the prefix N if the structure is a straight chain, with a halogen at one end. If we have a 5-carbon chain with a chlorine at the end, we would refer to it as N-pentyl chloride. The third rule is to use the prefix iso if the structure contains 2 methyls on a CH with a halogen at the other end of the compound. An example of this would be a 4-carbon chain with the fluorine attached at the right side of the chain. If we attach a methyl group to the 2nd carbon from the left, we would have isopentyl fluoride. The 4th rule. Use the prefix sec if a halogen is attached to a secondary carbon. We can only use this rule if the total number of carbons is 4. Let's imagine we have a 4-carbon chain with an iodine attached to the 2nd carbon. The name of this compound would be sec-butyl iodide. The 5th rule is to use the prefix tert if a halogen is attached to a tertiary carbon. We can only use this rule if the total number of carbons is 4 or 5. The 6th rule. Use the prefix neo if a halogen is attached to a primary carbon, which in turn is attached to a quaternary carbon. An example of this would be a 3-carbon chain from left to right. If we attach a chlorine to the rightmost carbon and 2 methyl groups to the 2nd carbon from the left, we have neopentyl chloride. This is because the 2nd carbon is quaternary. It's attached to 3 methyl groups and a CH2 group. That CH2 group is a primary carbon. It is in turn attached to a chlorine, thus making neopentyl chloride. Let's review the rules of common nomenclature. First, name as an alkyl halide. Use all the carbons in the alkyl name. Use the prefix N if the structure is straight chain, with a halogen at one end. Use the prefix iso if the structure contains 2 methyls on a CH with a halogen at the other end of the chain. Use the prefix sec if the halogen is attached to a secondary carbon and the total number of carbons is 3 or 4. Use the prefix tert if the halogen is attached to a tertiary carbon. Use only if the total number of carbons is 4 or 5. Use the prefix neo if a halogen is attached to a primary carbon, which is in turn attached to a quaternary carbon. Let's go over some nomenclature problem-solving strategies. The IUPAC system is the preferred system for nomenclature in organic chemistry. It is devised by the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, thus the acronym IUPAC. The common system is a much older way of naming compounds, and it is only used for naming simple, well-known molecules and also for classifying carbons. When an IUPAC nomenclature problem is encountered, first, determine the functional groups present in the molecule. Next, determine the suffix for that functional group. For alkanes, the suffix is ane. For alkynes, ine. For alkenes, ene. Next, find the longest continuous carbon chain that contains the functional group. Use the appropriate alkyl prefix. Then, determine how to number the carbon chain. Remember, if there is a double or a triple bond, number the carbon chain so that the double or triple bond comes at the lowest possible number. If the compound is an alkane, number it so that the first substituent comes at the lowest possible number. Fifth, list the location, number, and type of all substituents present. Then, lastly, alphabetize the substituents and place them before the name of the parent. Remember, when we alphabetize the substituents, we don't take into consideration prefixes that deal with the number of substituents. For instance, if there are two methyl groups, the name would be dimethyl, but for alphabetization purposes, the letter would be M, because methyl is alphabetized, not di. Let's practice. If we have a 5-carbon chain, from left to right, with a triple bond between the first and second carbon at the left, there is an ethyl group and a methyl group attached to the 3rd carbon from the left. What would we do first? Well, first, circle the functional group present. In this case, it is a triple bond. Next, circle the longest carbon chain. In this case, it is 5 carbons long. Thus, the parent name would be 1-pentyne. Now, list the substituents. In this case, 3-methyl and 3-ethyl. Lastly, we need to name the compound by putting the substituent names in alphabetical order. The name of this compound should be 3-ethyl-3-methyl-1-pentyne. Now let's review our exam strategy for common nomenclature problems. First, determine the functional groups present in the molecule. Is it an alkyl halide? Second, name as alkyl and halide, and determine the halide first. In the case of chlorine, it would be alkyl chloride, bromine alkyl bromide, iodine alkyl halide, and a fluorine compound would be an alkyl fluoride. Next, count all of the carbons in the alkyl portion of the molecule. Then, study the alkyl portion to determine which common prefix should be used. In review, there are two parts to every IUPAC name, the substituents and the parent. The longest continuous carbon chain is the parent compound. The IUPAC suffix for alkanes is ane, for alkenes is ene, for alkynes is ine, and alkyl halides are always named as substituents. The carbon chains in alkenes and alkynes are numbered so that the multiple bonds receive the lowest possible number. Carbons are classified by the number of carbons directly attached to them. If a carbon has 1 carbon attached to it, it is a primary carbon. If there are 2 carbons attached, it is a secondary. If there are 3 carbons attached to it, it is tertiary. And if there are 4 carbons attached to it, it is a quaternary carbon. In common nomenclature, all the carbons in the molecule are used to determine the alkyl name. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the tutorial on Organic Nomenclature, Part 1, by Rapid Learning Center. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.